My name's Richard. I'm one of the leaders in the youngers here at church. And a little bit like in the main services, we've been focusing on what it is to be wise, which when you're working with 3, 4, 5-year-olds can be quite tricky. However, we had a great time doing lots of activities and reading lots of stories. And on the back of that, I'm going to read a story this morning. No, it's better than that. Thank you. And it's, I like this book. It's really great. I'm not a big reader, I have to confess. I don't like books with words in. But I love children's books and I love children's stories. And I spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours reading stories to my children, my grandchildren, and here at church as well. And obviously this book, there's a bit of a clue in the title. It's called The Busy Builders. So you might have a little bit of a clue as it is. It is, of course, a retelling this story of the parable of the wise and foolish builders. So let's have a little look. Now, there is some audience participation in this story. And I'm sure you'll get to realise the times when you need to respond with the right words. It's a little bit obvious, but we'll start the story and we'll see how it gets on. Children, you'll need to listen really carefully so you know how to join in, when to join in. A builder went to build a house, a happy, homey kind of house. So he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. Yes, he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. Good start. He shoveled hard. The work was tough. He moved the dirt. He huffed and puffed. And he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. Yes, he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. And then in time, he hit a rock. A great big chunky house-sized block. And he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. Yes, he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. And on that rock, he built his walls. Brick and stone stacked thick and tall. And he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. Yes, he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. And in those walls, stacked thick and tall, he built his ceilings, rooms and halls. And he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. Yes, he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. And on those walls, that stacked thick and tall, he built a roof above it all. Yes, he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. So when the storms came crashing down, and when the floods came rushing round, the house stood firm upon that ground. For he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. Yes, he dug down, dug down, dug down deep. Another builder went to build a happy, homey kind of house. But he never dug down deep. No, he never dug down deep. He left his shovel in the shed. He left his pick behind the bed. And he never dug down deep. No, he never dug down deep. Too tricky or too far below. Too heavy or too hard, who knows. But he never dug down deep. No, he never dug down deep. He never found that rock at all. So on the clay he built his walls. For he never dug down deep. He never dug down deep. Because the clay could hold no weight, the walls he built would not stand straight. For he never dug down deep. No, he never dug down deep. The rooms inside were wonky. crooked like the leg of a donkey. For he never dug down deep. No, he never dug down deep. And when he put the roof on top, it looked like the whole thing might flop. For he never dug down deep. No, he never dug down deep. So when the storms came crashing down, and when the floods came rushing round, that house fell flat to the ground. For he never dug down deep. No, he never dug down deep. So those who hear the words I say, said Jesus, and who don't obey, are like the man who built on clay, whose house fell to the ground that day. For he never dug down deep. No, he never dug down deep. But those who hear the words I say, said Jesus, and those words obey, are like the man who chipped away, whose house stood on the rock that day. For he dug down deep. Yes, he dug down deep.
Thank you, Richard. The story that we heard there can be found in Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. And it says, therefore, everyone who hears these words, children say, hear these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a, what did he build his house on? A rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Good job. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell with a great crash. Good sound effect. Thanks, Cookie. So, as a church, we've been looking at wise words and we've been doing this in the children, in kids ministry, in youth ministry, and as a church family. And one of the things here that we see in this parable of Jesus is that he's saying, not that we're like the that we are a house, but actually our lives is like that, that it's really important that what we put our foundation in. And there is a verse in Proverbs that really reminds me of this. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Hear what Jesus was saying in the parable is about it's really important what you put your life on. And actually what we see here in Proverbs when it's saying about trusting in the Lord with all your heart and not leaning on your understanding is that it's important on where we are putting our trust. And to show a little bit, I'm going to borrow Georgia. Georgia, will you come? So George's going to hold this. I'm a little bit prone to fainting. Okay. I, in my time, have fainted and passed out quite a bit. And when I feel that feeling, I often try and grab something to have like that support, whether it's Aaron that stood next to me or a chair or something like that. And in life, we've heard even this morning that there can be storms, can't they? And we know that there can be things that can come. And when the parable's saying that, it's not necessarily in the storms outside, but things we can face in life. And what can happen is we can often lean on our own understanding. But actually what happens when we do that is that our own understanding can be flawed. Our own understanding that can let us down because we're not perfect. our own understanding at times is we only see part of the picture, and there's way more part of the picture to be seen. And actually, what we're trying to lean on isn't a firm foundation. That actually there's a chance that we're going to find ourselves in a bit of a tricky mess, because it's a bit of a wobbly foundation to put our support on. But actually in this verse where it's saying trust in God with all your heart, actually when we lean on God, that actually no matter what we face, no matter what storms we have, God is that firm foundation for us. That Him and His Word is a firm foundation that we can lean on, and He will never, ever let us down. Children, hear that, that God will never, ever let you down, no matter what you face. And in there, it Proverbs, it says He'll make your path straight. That you can trust Him in where He takes you, in your future, in everything that you are doing. But the question is, as we've heard that it can be a choice sometime, is what are you going to lean on? Are you going to lean on your own understanding, or are you going to lean on God? What is the foundation you are putting your life on? And I want to encourage us this morning that there might be some people in this place today, it might be some children, some adults, it doesn't matter about age, that might be saying, I haven't been putting my life in the right foundation. I've not been leaning on God. And actually, it might be for the first time this morning that you say, actually, I want to trust Jesus with my life. I want to trust Jesus with my life. There may be others this morning where actually, I think where we see in Proverbs where it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That there might be a sense that actually our hearts can very easily drift, can't they? It only takes one person saying something that's a little bit offensive, and then that hurt gets in our heart and that bitterness gets in our heart. Or it may only be that situation that you face and it feels so bad, and then that your heart kind of drifts a little bit in that. Maybe it's the anger that you may feel in that situation. It's so easy for our hearts to drift, isn't it? But actually, that verse says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Some of us this morning may have said, yeah, we're trusting you, God, with all our heart. But over time, our hearts drifted and we've lent to our own understanding. But actually in life, we can face new situations, new storms can come, different things can come. And if we're always just leaning on our own understanding, I think we're going to find ourselves in a difficult situation. But actually, this morning, I feel like even as people have been bringing words, that actually God's wanting to realign us once more. He's wanting to realign us once more in saying, lean on me. Trust in me. Put your life on my foundation. My word is that firm foundation. And he promises that we won't be shaken in the storms. We won't be shaken in the storms. And so right now, there's just a couple of things that I want us to do. One is I'd like everyone to close your eyes. And as I said, it doesn't matter about age this morning. If you are in this place this morning and you're saying, I want to put my trust in Jesus for the first time, that I've not done that before, and I want to put my trust in Jesus. If you just want to raise your hand, and I would love to pray for you. No one else will see, and I would love to pray for you this morning. Thank you. Amazing. I just pray now for you. Yeah, dear Father, I thank you for the people that have raised their hands this morning. I thank you that they have made the best decision ever to put their trust in you, Jesus. And I pray this morning they get a real sense of knowing they are so loved, that you sent your son to die on the cross for them because you love them so much and you wanted to be with them, to show them just how much you love them, Lord God, and for that life everlasting, Lord God. And I pray, dear Jesus, from this day on, they will always choose to trust in you, Lord God. Amen. If you put your hand up there, that after there, you can come, and to the left here, there is a prayer team that would love to pray with you. And for everyone else, just a few different ways that we maybe respond as we come to worship. That now might be a real great time for us once again to say, actually, I'm going to choose once more that I am going to put my trust in Jesus, that I am going to lean on him and not on my own understanding, that I'm going to build my life on a firm foundation of his word. You know, his word is so important. And so as we come to worship, we do that. And also, I just really want to say that we as a church, we have a responsibility to help our children. To help our children in what it looks like to guard their heart and all of these different things. And one of the things that we're starting in Bridge Kids Ministry is we've got our memory verse cards that have like six little places for stamps. And we're going to start doing challenges where if the children remember memory verses, they get a stamp, and at the end of it, they get a prize. And it all sounds very exciting. And children, these are going to be good prizes. Very good prizes. Maybe not an Xbox, but... Unless you want to pay for it, Cookie. And so our first memory verse that they can learn this week is Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight." I wonder if you could stand with me, church. I wonder what your choice is this morning. I wonder if you're going to lean on your own understanding or whether you're going to trust to lean in God. And I just want to speak over our children right now, because as I was in worship earlier, I just got a real picture for some of our children that I just want to encourage. That where's Chigozie? I've been so blessed this morning that we're in church where we can sing together and worship. And I want to say to you, never stop singing praise to Jesus. When I was stood next to you, there was a power in your voice when you were singing to Jesus. No matter what you face, never stop singing to Jesus. And Arineo, the way that you dance brings joy to so many people. And so when you're praising Jesus, never stop dancing. Just keep dancing, because it brings such a joy and a praise to so many. And Zion, you are such a courageous young boy, and I pray for you. My prayer for you is that you will never be afraid to stand up for what you feel God is telling you to stand up for. You are an incredible young boy. And church, I pray that for us, we will always keep speaking life over our children and keep cheering them on. Let's praise now and let's realign our hearts. Let's realign our hearts and say, yes, God, we are trusting in you.